With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevelin. The proposed Black Butte copper mine outside White Sulphur Springs is the topic of two public meetings next week. Monday evening's meeting is at Park High School in Livingston. On Tuesday, it's at White Sulphur Springs High. Both meetings start at 6 p.m. Christy Pinozzo with the Montana Department of Environmental Quality says the meetings on the Black Butte Project's draft environmental impact statement and draft wastewater discharge permit will start informally, and then DEQ will give a presentation on the project.
We have open houses where we have posters and our specialists who are there to answer questions and talk with people about the project. We do a brief sort of presentation on the project and what's going on and where we are in the process. And then we take formal public comment so people can get up and give us their comments.
DEQ will also be holding webinars on the Black Butte Mine proposal on Wednesday and Thursday, May 1st and 2nd. Pinozzo said more than 60 people came to the first public meeting on the EIS on April 24th in Great Falls. Tintina Resources, a subsidiary of an Australian company, is proposing an underground copper mine about 20 miles north of White Sulphur Springs. Opposition has focused on the proposed mine's proximity to a tributary of the Smith River. More information about the meetings and webinars is available on our website, mtpr.org. Kevin Trevelin, Montana Public Radio.